Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 29th of August, 2017. This is Paul White, continuing our investigation of Romans 12:2, this exciting passage where Paul tells the reader to not be conformed to the world, but to be transformed. There's a contrast there. Don't be this, do be this. And how do we do this other than by renewing our minds? This is not an effort. He's not trying to squeeze out works out of his audience. He's trying to get them to change their mindset so that they don't fashion themselves. It's what we dealt with yesterday, that conform to this world is to fashion yourself after that age, the age in which you live. In their case, it's a little bit off contextually for us to assume he was not in any way referring to Judaism. He was. Don't be conformed to the age in which you are. But if it's a Gentile reading it, you could easily see don't be conformed to the age of the Roman Empire and the way that they do things. The contrast to being conformed to the world is be transformed by renewing your mind. I think that this passage is very exciting. And one of the reasons is that that contrast is exciting. The idea of conforming to the world versus transforming by renewing your mind. We want to find out what we're transforming into. That's important. But before we do that, let's drag this contrast into the light a little bit more. If conform deals with fashioning after, that's an effort on your part. Don't fashion yourselves. Don't put the effort into looking like, acting like, and being like this age, but rather transform. And transformation is not something you can do. Conforming is something you can do, so you're told to stop doing it. Transforming is something you can't put your mind to transformation, say, I'm going to transform. But he does give you the key that if you'll renew your mind, if you'll change your mind, we'll get into what that means, then you will be able to transform. The word is what's exciting, the word transform. It's the Greek word metamorpho, and you can hear it when you hear that word, metamorpho, the English word metamorphosis. Now, what I find very fascinating is that metamorpho only appears four times in the New Testament. Two times in the Gospels, both of those appearances in the Gospels, one in Matthew, one in Mark, deal with the same event. We tend to call it the Mountain of Transfiguration. This is where Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to a high mountain, and he transfigures in front of them, is what Mark says. Well, Matthew and Mark both use the same phrase. He was transfigured before them. Matthew goes on to say his face shined as the sun, his raiment was white as light. And the word used there is the Greek word metamorpho, and it's defined as to change into another form or to transform or to transfigure. And its greatest example is Christ's appearance at that mountain of transfiguration. It's literally to metamorphose, to transform into what you are, not to transform into what you are not. At the top of the verse, you have a man conforming into what he's not. He's fashioning himself after the age in which he lives, but that age doesn't define him. That age doesn't understand him. And then you have a man transforming, transfiguring into what he is, changing into another form of what he already finds himself to be. Now, I told you that metamorpho is used four times in the New Testament, once in Matthew, once in Mark, both at transfiguration. Where are the other two? Well, of course, one of them's here, Romans 12:2. Paul says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, your reasonable service. Don't be conformed to the world, but be metamorphosed by renewing your mind, transformed by renewing your mind. The other is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Now, if you're not familiar with 2 Corinthians 3, let me jog your memory. This is the great spirit, not letter passage. It's where Paul, beginning in about verse 4, tries to get the Corinthian church to trust the Holy Spirit over the letter, because the old letter of the law he calls the ministry of death and the ministry of condemnation. And the new move of the Spirit he calls the ministry of the Spirit / ministry of righteousness. And Paul tells his reader that the reason why the ministry of death and condemnation is working to put people under stress, condemnation, and death is because they have a veil over their face that keeps them from really seeing the glories of the new covenant. And Paul says when you read Moses, I'm in 2 Corinthians 3:15, when you read Moses, the veil lies on your heart, but if you turn to the Lord, the veil would be taken away, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Paul is saying where the Spirit is able to move and function and operate, man will walk into true liberty. Where the Spirit is not able to function and operate, man will live behind a veil. And then he uses metamorpho, 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with our faces unveiled, beholding as in a mirror God's glory, are being metamorphosized, metamorphosed, transformed into that same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. So Paul says, as we have our faces unveiled, we're able to see the glory of the new covenant, we are metamorphosized into the image of God from glory to glory as a work of the Holy Spirit. So how do we metamorphosize? We simply see His face without a veil in front of our face. The veil of death and condemnation removed, allowing us to see clearly who Jesus is. And the more we stare into that glass, the actual Greek there is, as we stare into that mirror, we're looking at who He is, and the reflection of who He is begins to become who we are. Not because we are changing by effort, that would be conforming, but because we are transforming due to the fact that our DNA inside of us, new creation DNA, is like Him. And now with the veil of our performance removed, we can see clearly. The Spirit of the Lord brings us liberty, and in the midst of that liberty, we walk free. So this is what Paul's talking about in Romans 12:2 when he says, be transformed by renewing your mind. Now tomorrow I want to talk about the process of transformation. Paul says it happens by renewing your mind. How do we do that? What does that look like? We'll get into that tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.